Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IMEM, Carla, K-A-R-L-A, Hall, H-A-L-L. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Hall as described in my report of 6-13-13. Apparently, she's now a 53-year-old woman who relates that on 12-15-11. She slipped on a floor at work. Apparently, she broke 3 ribs and cracked her tailbone. Apparently, she also injured her neck on the left side and her back and ribs. Apparently, she was seen at the emergency room afterwards. Apparently, she had further evaluation and treatment with no surgical intervention. Period. She states that she is still receiving therapy at Action Therapy in 2021. Period. She denies any previous injuries or problems to the involved areas. Period. She denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. Record show she filed a claim petition on 12-15-11. Alleging she injured her back, comma, both shoulders, comma, the entire left side, comma, and her ribs as a result of the slip and fall on 12-15-11. Period. She received an order approving settlement on 11-1-13 in the amount of 7.5%. A permanent partial disability for the orthopedic and neurological residuals of a cervical sprain, comma, straightening of cervical lordosis and a lumbar sprain, parentheses, apportioned 5% cervical and 2.5% lumbar, close parentheses. Period. She then reopened her claim and supplied corresponding answers to interrogatories. Period. She related her lumbar and low back condition had gotten progressively worse. Period. New paragraph, medical records. So she was seen by pain specialist Dr. Pulser on 1-20-15. Period. He recommended light duty. Period. He wrote, she was seen several years ago for back and neck pain, at which time the MRI studies were essentially negative. Period. If she was now having leg pain, this would be to a new injury or even more likely as a result of degenerative disease unrelated to her work injury. Period. The bulk of her pain now actually appears to be arising from her hip. Period. She was walking with a walker due to the hip pain. Period. Thought narcotic medications may be reasonable for her hip, but this is not related to the work injury. Period. He did recommend muscle relaxant and anti-inflammatory. Period. He felt she had an exaggerated response to even light palpation when he examined her myofascial tissues throughout the spine. Period. There was no need for additional testing. Period. Ongoing treatment was palliative only. Period. His diagnoses were neck sprain, comma, thoracic sprain, comma, and lumbar spondylosis. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Hall was seen by another pain specialist, Dr. Kasica, K-A-S-I-C-A, on 4-11-17. Period. She noted a history of 5 surgeries, one of which was a right total hip replacement. Period. She wrote, the MRIs were negative, and she has no sensory or motor deficits and has normal deep down reflexes. Period. She felt the petitioner had myofascial pain disorder. Period. She stated physical therapy in a TENS unit made her too uncomfortable. Period. She had a fear of needles and did not want epidural or trigger point injections. Period. Accordingly, she deemed Ms. Hall had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. There was no reason why the patient could not return to some gainful employment as a cook. Period. New paragraph. She was seen on 6-30-17 by another pain specialist named Dr. Josephson. Period. he treated her over the next several weeks with medications prepared as of the last visit on 9/8/17. She was again prescribed Percocet for strain of the lower back. Period. The paragraph, she was also seen on 11/28/17 by Dr. Abbasi, A-B-B-A-S-I. Period. She had been to the emergency room a few days ago for coughing, shortness of breath, and bouts of vomiting following coughing. She was on Wellbutrin, Comazola, Comatrazodone, Comaseroquel as per her psychiatric prescriptions. Period. She admitted to a history of illicit drug abuse as well as anxiety and depression. Period. She was prescribed antibiotic medication and referred for ENT and psychiatric evaluations. Period. On 6/1/18, she returned to Dr. Abbasi and onward through 6/1/18. Period. After a gap in care, she returned on 2/19/20. Period. This was a checkup. Period. It was noted she had a history of injuries with back pains and was on psychiatric medications for schizoaffective disorder. Period. However, she had been noncompliant with those medications. Period. She did not offer any musculoskeletal complaints. Period. Dr. Abbasi saw her again on 5/26/20, but she did complain of lower back pain all the time and needed a physical therapy referral. Period. She was accommodated in that request. Period. On 10/1, scratch that, she followed up with Dr. Abbasi through 11/30/20. Period. For her personal medical conditions. Period. In paragraph on 1/13/21, she was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Della Soda. Period. He noted initially evaluating her on 8/3/12. Pretty summarized her course of treatment to date. Pretty less saw her on 1/16/13 when she was placed at maximum medical improvement status. Period. She stated today that she never stopped having pain since the injury. Period. She complained of central low back pain extending down to her tailbone. Period. Her legs, quote, feel funny, end quote, at times. Period. She has complaints of neck pain but no arm pain. Period. He diagnosed lumbar radiculopathy and cervicalgia, for which he recommended updated lumbar MRI and flexion extension x-rays. Period. These were performed on 4/19/21 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Della Soda reviewed these results with her on 6/9/21. Period. He suggested a course of physical therapy. Period. He stated the patient/physician relationship is no longer optimal, and the patient is requesting to be treated by a physician closer to her home. Period. Straight leg raising was negative at 90 degrees bilaterally. Bertucci would not allow certain aspects of the examination to be performed. Period. Physical exam. She had a strong tobacco odor about her person. Bertucci wore a hijab on her head and carried a large purse. Period. Extremities upper, normal extremities lower. There was a curvilinear scar at the right hip. Measuring 12 inches in length. Here there's a more longitudinal scar just medial to it, measuring 5 inches in length. Here there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Here the rest of that is normal. Spine cervical. Active right rotation was to 55 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Bertucci was tender at the left trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right nor in the midline. Here, the rest of this is normal. Thoracic, she was tender at the interscapular musculature bilaterally in the absence of spasm, but not in the midline. Lumbar, she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 60 degrees. Period motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Period, she had mild tenderness of palpation about the lumbar sacral junction. Period supine straight leg raising maneuver on the left at 50 degrees elicited only low back tenderness with no radicular complaints. Period impressions. On 12/15/11, Carla Hall, slipped and fell at work as marked in my prior report. Period, since seen here in 2013, she received an order approving settlement, after which she filed for a reopener. Period. She was seen by pain specialist Dr. Pulser, Dr. Kasika, and Dr. Josephson, all of whom opined she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. She returned to the neurosurgical care of Dr. De La Soda on 1/13/21. Period. He noted signs of symptom magnification, and a poor physician-patient relationship. Period. He suggests that she undergo physical therapy. Period. She did undergo x-rays and an MRI of the lumbar spine at 4/19/21 that were unremarkable. Period. As of 6/9/21, he released her from care. Period. New paragraph. There remains 0% permanent partial total disability. Referable to the shoulders, neck, back, left side, or ribs. Period. Our subjective complaints are disproportionate to the objective findings and mechanism of injury in this case from 11 years ago. Period. End.